Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Influence with Michelle Martin on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
Special edition of Influence with Singapore's budget in focus. Singapore plans to raise its carbon tax rate in several steps with a view to reaching $50 to $80 per ton by 2030, a far more ambitious target than the original one of between $10 and $15 per ton by 2030. The first increase is set to take effect from 2024 and it will bring the rate to $25 per ton, significantly higher again than the range predicted by watchers. It will then rise to $45 per ton in 2026 and 2027. To what extent will the carbon tax hike increase the cost of living for Singaporeans? Dr. David Broadstock, Head of Energy Economics at the National University of Singapore's Energy Research Institute, told our sister publication, The Straits Times, recently that because natural gas makes up 95% of the fuel used in power generation and burning, it creates carbon. Singaporeans can therefore expect the phase increments in the carbon tax to be reflected in their electricity prices. And could this in turn, we ask, speed up the average household adoption of energy-saving habits and perhaps the switch to energy-efficient appliances to mitigate the cost impact? Also, what could the increase in the carbon tax rate mean for businesses? All that covered this morning with Mark Addy, Partner, Energy and Natural Resources Tax, KPMG, here in Singapore. Mark, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Morning, Michelle.
Tell us, what does this carbon tax hike signal about Singapore's climate goals?
Well, I think just to take a step back from the carbon tax, one of the main themes that really came out of Budget 2022 and the announcement by Minister Wong on Friday was that Singapore made some really bold climate-related commitments, and there's clearly a significant focus on sustainability and moving towards more renewable options sooner rather than later. So as you correctly pointed out in your introduction, we were originally expecting a rate of between $10 to $15 per tonne by 2030. We're now looking at $25 per tonne by 2024. So clearly this is a significant increase, but I think if you look at the urgency of climate-related issues in the past couple of years, it shouldn't come as a major surprise to businesses that Singapore has decided to accelerate the increase to that rate.
Okay, on that point, do you think the pricing and the timing of this hike gives businesses time to adjust?
It's a good question. I mean, I think if we look back to 2018, when the $5 per tonne was introduced, that was clearly an introductory rate with the intention of giving businesses time to adapt at that time. Now, I mentioned that there has been a significant increase and acceleration globally in trying to address climate change-related issues. And I think businesses, if they've been watching global developments, should not be too surprised by the increase in rate, albeit the $25 per ton does come fairly soon in 2024. But businesses can take some comfort from the fact that there is a transition plan. So for facilities that are worst affected, and particularly those that might have an impact on their regional competitiveness, they will be provided with some allowances in the earlier stages to get used to the additional rate.
There have been concerns about the slate of new taxes along with the labour policy changes that could be a burden for companies in the short term here in Singapore. I wonder, Mark, if you can set this carbon tax rate hike against the global picture. I mean, even with this new tax, will Singapore still be amongst the lowest carbon taxes in the world?
Yeah, and that's an interesting question, and actually not a very straightforward comparison to make. Mm. So carbon tax is one way to basically put a price on carbon. And many countries around the world will either have a carbon tax, they'll have an emissions trading system, whereby carbon allowances are effectively traded between participants, or they may find other ways to tax carbon indirectly. So, for example, by imposing higher taxes on certain industries. But if we look at where Singapore compares with some of the more advanced economies, $25 per ton is moving in the right direction. To put it in context, the International Monetary Fund recommends a rate of around $75 per ton by 2030 as a kind of price floor for carbon. So Singapore is definitely moving in the right direction, but still $25 per ton at the start is slightly at the lower end of the comparable carbon taxes that we see around the world at the moment.
Given what you're seeing and where we're heading with our carbon taxes, what do you think are some of the implications from a social and financial perspective?
Yeah, again, so I think it was mentioned in the budget statement that there is potentially a knock-on effect to electricity prices.
Yeah.
And that obviously has an effect on households, on consumers. But this is not a, you know, this is not a single effort to reduce carbon emissions. It's a whole of society effort. So, as you mentioned, as you were introducing, that there is an impetus for households to use lower carbon alternatives, more energy efficient alternatives as well, which will also help to bring down those bills. There will also be some transitional measures in place, which I think will be announced next year, to offset some of those rising electricity costs. But really, it is a whole of government, whole of society effort to move towards more sustainable solutions as we head towards the peak emissions in 2030 and also this ambitiously revised target of net zero by 2050.
All right. Well, great speaking with you. Thank you for joining us. Mark Addy is partner, Energy and Natural Resources, Tax, KPMG in Singapore.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.